This is July the 4th, 1992, 7 o'clock in the evening, and we're about to talk to Sam Russell.
Being a challenge of this nature to entities and having them properly responded to, as you did, that this can give a good deal of comfort to those who are skeptics, because they will thereby at least have an additional piece of proof, if you will, of the validity of the source. And this is why I did this, because I'm sure there are many out there who are saying, well, this is a commander of a spacecraft. Now, I am skeptical, they are saying. And I think that by responding properly to a challenge of this nature, that this would take away a good deal of that skepticism. And so this is why I did it. And I make it a point of so challenging any entity coming from another dimension. Could you please explain to the listeners just where you are currently located?
Oh, I'm right at this moment, maybe 150, 250 miles straight above Tehachapi, California.
Straight above Tehachapi?
Yes.
And it's about at that elevation?
Okay. Yes. I'm a little bit higher than where they claim your space shuttle is. I can look down on it.
And so... so the shuttle is rotating, what, now, about once every hour?
Well, I won't go into the coordinates nor the orbiting pattern. It was orbiting approximately every 59 minutes on the day of your earthquakes, and they could time the orbits by the amount of blasting going on against the fault in Yucca Valley. It was an interesting night for those ones. It was not the shuttle that was doing it. It was that the timing was coordinated so that it would not be missed.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of games going on, and if I have to withdraw for a minute, please forgive me. I have quite a lot of responsibility, and you have a lot of problems this day. The only one you haven't had so far, and the day isn't over, is the San Andreas fault going.
Uh-huh.
But you have given your nation away financially and almost every other way, and a lot of things are not making your news. And I'm picking up some strange things on this wire. Let me check here for a minute.
Is there
something wrong with this?
Low level.
Are you receiving me?
It is a bit on the low side. Could we ask the scribe to speak directly into the phone?
Well, the scribe has practically got the phone in her mouth.
Okay.
And please... please, I want everyone to understand right up front that this is a radio signal, and it's going to fade at times. In fact, we have been on radio programs where they've taken the entire station off the air simply to prevent me speaking. And this happened the first time that it happened. It was quite annoying because the radio station was in Vermont, and it took them almost a full day to get it back on the air. That's how badly they do not want you receiving from us.
For those who are new to Commander Hatton and to the Liberator materials, the Phoenix materials, could you explain why it is that you are here in your position in the Heavenly Host?
I'll try to be brief. I'll try to not make this so, quote, far out, that it is hard. You'll also have to forgive the confusion in this room. There are some guests here, and there are birds flying all over. So it's a little bit hard for my scribe.
All right.
We'll get into this in just a minute and get things silenced here. We had a little trouble with the phones, and it'll settle down here in a minute. When your planet was birthed, you were in a situation with other orbiting systems. You were a portion of a massive body called Tiamat. And another planet called Nibiru came into the vicinity. And that same planet is getting very near you again in its cycle. The pull, the magnetic incredible pull of Nibiru as it passed Tiamat caused a sucking out. The planet itself began to bulge, and a portion almost half, little less than half, of Thaumet was pulled away. And in the spinning, in the formation, this is why you have a rather bulging shape around your equator. And that's why you spin gyroscopically the way you do, rather than be tilted and your axis be in a different position.
I see.
The rest of Thaumet went into an asteroid belt. This also means, you see, that you will be having more and more frequent asteroid problems as you move into this next short period of time. Now, when this happens, and when you near what is called the photon belt, and I didn't say get into it, I said near it, as Nibiru comes back into the vicinity, and as you move into what is called this photon experience, this experience of light, where you have a lot different frequency, if you will, you have what are called Nephilim. Now, those ones are referred to in your Bible, I believe. I believe they're called Nephilim. Elohim means God, from God planet, God source. And that is where the original inhabitants of Earth came from, a God-oriented society, if you will. Your elder brothers come from the central sun system of seven sun systems called Pleiades in your language. And that's good enough for what we need to deal with here. You, as Earth's solar system, that's not what it's called either, but we're going to talk about it like that because that's where you are, also rotate around the system of Pleiades. That means that anything in the cycles, the orbiting cycles of the Pleiades system, requires that all solar systems move through it. It would be like a field, a force field of some kind that cuts in half your solar system, so that as you orbit your sun, you will go through that regardless, that electromagnetic field or whatever might be there. So this is what we're talking about. Always in the cycles of time, anywhere from 22 to 28,000 years, this is going to happen. The discrepancy is not in the number of years. It is in the number and way that you of Earth count. We don't count like you do. So it will be projected anywhere from 22 to 28,000 years. Now, I understand 1,000 years is one heck of a lot of time. But when you're dealing with something out farther that has no space or time, do you see my problem?
Yes.
So I'm going to give you information that you ones already have so that you can build your story and I don't seem to be such a crazy nut.
Well, no one would accuse you of
that. Well, yes, I have been accused of that. So,
if they've had any extensive exposure to the materials that are available... the materials that you have are wonderful. The Liberator newsletter and the newspaper and the journals are just extraordinary in the detail and the type of information that is laid out. And we would like to get into this photon belt story more extensively because that has been talked about. George Green has been on the program in the past, and we have gotten into that. And you were on this station, excuse me, just a week or two ago. And so that has been set forth, and we will do more detail on that. We do need to take a commercial break. Regrettably, in this dimension, this is one of the necessities, so we ask you to stand by, please, Commander, and we will be right back.
Thank you. That's fine.
Very special guest on the line is Commander Hatton. And Commander Hatton is the commander of the spaceship Phoenix. And I believe it is correct, is it not, that you are head of the host who are here to assist us in these final days?
That's right. Yes. Thank you.
And we welcome you again. And I believe we need to get back into the photon belt now. Perhaps some specifics as to what we can expect when we really are more closely aligned with this and are about to enter it. I guess we're actually almost into it now, right?
Well, we're going to have to quarrel about that a little bit. I hope it won't be. I think it will be a debate. I doubt it will be a quarrel. It's very hard to tell what your people are going to do. I have to preface what I'm going to say about the photon belt by saying that basically I was pressured into writing about it. I had so many questions and inquiries about this photon belt that was to be moved into at the end of July of this year. And yes, that is exactly what is planned. However, that is not what coincides with the cycles. The cycles themselves would not have you moving into this barrier, if you will, until into the second decade after year 2000. But there is technology now on your place that can produce the null time, which is the passage into the photon belt. Unfortunately for you ones, or for them, they cannot create the photon situation or atmosphere for any length of time. You see, when you pass through the null zone going into a photon belt, you are going to move into something like 2,000 years of light. And the adversary is not going to do very well because the adversarial systems, those negative evil systems, cannot transgress through this null time very well. And they do not function in light well at all. This means that you are moving into that photon band that goes all the way around the Pleiades system. And these will be your 2,000 years of light. You will pass through, and when you are through the null time, you will be picking up sunlight or light. It won't look the same as your sun, but you will go into a situation as they do in the Antarctic or very northern Alaska, where you won't have any nighttime.
So it will be similar to that once we get into the actual photon belt itself.
Yes, and it's a much higher frequency. The photon pulses or the photon waves are a lot different frequency, and they're more closely attuned to what you would call the ultraviolet rays. What you are having now, and they're telling you are coming through holes in your ozone, is just a bunch of hogwash. You are picking up those photons, and there isn't anything that really will block those out. I would suggest anyone being outside in the sun, you are picking up enough of those that this is what is damaging, and this is what is causing the cancer mutation cells on the body.
So this is definitely not the time to be going out for suntan.
Well, you're going to have the pretty ladies and the gentlemen who are more interested in their appearance. And yet it evades me why scar tissue all over a perfectly beautiful body is preferable to just staying out of that sun or getting as much protection as possible. And as you move on now in the next few years, they're going to tell you that you're having more and more depletion of this ozone layer and you're in real serious trouble. They are getting you ready to move into that situation.
Now, what you seem to be saying is that the actual photon belt itself would not be arrived at by the Earth if left alone for quite some time.
Absolutely.
Many years, is that correct?
Our calculations show it to be after the millennia turns.
And so what we're looking at now is a manufactured null zone, which would, as I understand it, create enough chaos that the government would be able to move in and wreak havoc on the population.
Well, see, you could have this null zone this far out this side of moving into that photon belt. This is why I'm sorry. I know I sound contradictory, and I know that my writing must have sounded and been received as contradictory, but as in the case of purchasing insurance on an automobile, if I see you're headed for an accident and I don't tell you and you go crash your car and you're in hundreds of thousands of dollars because you didn't have insurance and I could have told you, I think you'd be aggravated. So I'm going to tell you these things, regardless of what is thrown back at me. Ones literally on your place seem to have a devastating catastrophe to be able to accept truth. Now, you ask me what I represented. What are the hosts? The hosts are simply the ones sent always into these situations before the coming of your great teachers, your God, if you will. And this one left your planet, said, I go and I prepare a place for you, and I will return for you. Now, he did that, we did that, and we're back because you are in severe and serious, serious circumstances. It was said, and it has always been known, that evil would, for a period of time, before the ending of this great cycle, would totally rule. And it does. And it's getting worse daily. God would never leave you so uninformed as to think you're going to either float up to some radioactive clouds to be picked up by some unseen, vaporous something or other. Ones completely misjudge God. God is your creator. He would never leave you unprepared. And the other promise and the final promise was that the truth, the word, would be sent to the earth, go to the four corners of this world, and ones could then judge what they would do with their divinity. The choice is strictly up to everyone receiving. And I pulse in on a system of shortwave frequency. It's a little higher than your shortwave bands, I guess, can pick up. Some people pick it up. And then they call in to complain that all they get are whines and beeps and noises. Well, that is the universal pulse language. And just as if I were speaking Russian and you did not understand it, you would have to have a translator. And that's what my speaker is. We have trained her. She is directly from us and always has been waiting for this mission. Every one of you has a mission. You may not perceive that you do, and you may still be looking for your purpose, but let me tell you, if you're uninformed, Mr. Russell, what you are doing is extremely daring. This information is not allowed across the border into Canada. As of the 27th of July, the spiritual lessons on light and the source of God's self and God's projection are being banned and impounded.
So they actually are making ready to impound journals?
Absolutely.
That have been, written by yourself?
Yes, and Jermaine. You are the teachers.
And Sananda, too, no doubt.
In this particular series, no.
Oh, is this the one... Is this the one that they're banning because of the Walter Russell material?
Yes. You see, the assumption is that someone named Walter Russell wrote it. Someone named Jermaine wrote it.
Yeah.
And gave it to Walter Russell and has given it to ones in South Africa, and we hold those duplicates in this place, too, in the court.
Mm-hmm.
This will not stand, but it's certainly annoying, and it should open the eyes of all ones receiving that this is how badly they do not want you to have truth. And you see, my mission is to only bring the truth. You can do with it whatever you want. You can impound it. You can confiscate it. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
I would not want that on my conscience as I go to face this final cycle, I'll tell you. But
so
that's your privilege.
As we then approach the null zone, which you're suggesting is probably going to be a man-made phenomenon.
Well, it could be a man-made phenomenon at this time. No, as you pass through the null time, as you pass through this band, as these basically negative and positive electrons, I don't know how to give you physics lessons or electronic lessons, but these particles will merge and pick up in frequency, and then they'll just null themselves out. They'll just void each other. So there will be a period of several days moving into, getting worse, and then moving out of, when there will be no electrical activity. Motors won't run. There will be no electric current. Everything will void itself in the electric areas that you're accustomed to living with.
Now, as we move into that, will that happen almost instantaneously, or might it phase in over a period of, well, for instance, hours?
Well, I believe that the way they have it structured and the energy that they're pumping in now, I think it would be rather sudden.
Rather sudden.
As long as you capitulate with Soviet Union, precious ones, you're going to be able to stall that off for quite a while. You've just had a real, real demonstration of power this week. And you also have had a demonstration of total news control. In fact, I would guess, you know, when I was speaking with your friend last week, I said something about the Salt Lake earthquakes, and he said, no, there were no earthquakes in Salt Lake. And a couple of callers later said, yes, there were. And I wonder if they're connected, so we had to go look for the press release. I wonder how many of you are aware there was a tidal wave at the Daytona Beach, Florida, where your president was.
No one had heard about that, I don't think.
Now, yet. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
27 miles in length washed over Daytona Beach. And you will note there was not one word said about it until after Bush left.
What was the purpose of the tidal wave?
Well, I don't know what the purpose of the tidal wave is any more than the football-sized hail. And I will point out something else to you that happened today, I wonder if you've noted, that didn't come to anyone's attention until after the day was almost over. And it still probably has not, and it has been passed off as totally insignificant. You had a nuclear power plant accident in just around Philadelphia in Pennsylvania.
Really?
And you had another one. Yes, Omaha, Nebraska. Now, let me tell you why you had these particular two places hit. In Omaha, Nebraska, you have a military base that has been turned over to Soviet troops for training. And Philadelphia is your city that you think of historically as the United States, or the heart or the seat of the law and the Constitution of the United States of America. This was just a little reminder to you ones of how much power they have. Now, I have not said this even, and I've got several people sitting in this room that work with the Liberator, etc., and it's time to put that together for Tuesday's edition. So we have a little interruption here. But I have to now tell you, because you ones are going to have to find this out around here. You see, in this vicinity, where we are massive underground bases. There are submarine tunnels that will house submarines the size of an aircraft carrier dug into the earth and tunneled under, all the way in past San Bernardino. That's a long way from the coast. There are facilities, great facilities, in the vicinity of Yucca Valley, where the first quake hit. And then there have been three rather nasty little quakes in a place called Ridgecrest, which is not very far from this location, but it just happens to house the China Lake Naval facility that is some 80 floors deep.
Massive.
It's incredible what you have going on. And the way the earth has been shaking and trembling can only be caused by scalar pulses, which are prana beams, and they pulverize, they liquefy, and they chose faults to trigger that were not hooked in with the San Andreas Fault. so that it would not accidentally trigger. They want that one saved until you do something else or you don't do something else.
So these are reminders by they. Would you please explain who they are?
Well, it started out as your government. You see, on January 1st, what is called the grid, the pulse grid, was completed, was set up, and it's connected to a grid that you have with satellite system also. But beyond you, you have Soviet cosmospheres. And quite frankly, you have a battle going on between those Soviets who have that kind of control and the ones trying to capitulate with your bankers and the Bushes and your Bolshevik society. And they don't like you. And here's where you get standoff. We want to focus in on the photon belt when it's almost all of these other things that are more important and all hooked together.
I see.
Mr. Yeltsin came, and I had warned everyone that you could expect something magnificent like your nation being given away when he showed up. And you will note that you are going to give them more aid. I mean, you have unemployment. You are in the middle now moving into the worst depression this world has ever known. And yet you give them more billions of dollars, and you don't seem to bat an eye. It's because you are blackmailed. There isn't anything you can do and have a nation left standing.
That's amazing.
They have that much control. Well, your bunch of hoodlums have almost that amount of control. And you are in a situation where your government is being taken. It is already done. Years ago, the executive orders came into coalition. And now you have what is called FEMA. And I think we all know what FEMA is.
Yes.
And that brings into play and one executive order that allows the president, one person, the dictator, the king, to control all everything. It controls everything. It can even pick you up out of your house and move you across the nation and put you to work at slave labor.
Yeah.
I mean, it is that serious. Mr. Bush has known right along what his powers were. And when he gets up and says, I know what my constitutional rights are, believe him, he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
There is a new state's constitution and a new state's structured. And that divides your nation into 10 districts. And already everything operates governmentally or federally on that basis. And that will continue. But the biggest problem that you have is the transfer of troops and military. You will note now that everything happening, and in Yugoslavia right now, you have troops running around with blue beret. That's United Nations. The world is divided into districts from which will be chosen. Let us say Frenchmen will come to America, or this Southern California, you may have Germans, or whoever happens to be in the United Nations to control various and sundry segments of the population so that your own military is moved